Like, trigger warning, there is violence and stabby stuff in the audio. No murder, just stabby. If you're not comfortable with that, please click off the video. Okay, enjoy. So you're my next target. I can't imagine why. Someone like you shouldn't have any trouble finding love. Oh, sorry to startle you. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Anyway, stop looking around. I'm up here, above you. Hello, handsome. Sorry for barging in like this and interrupting the show you were watching. But it's part of my job. I hope you don't mind too much. I'm usually much more subtle, but your good looks caught me off guard. Honestly, you might just be my type. But that's not important. Like I said, I came here because I have a job to do. Hey! Don't throw around mean words like that. I'm not a stalker. Please don't group me in with those creeps who have no sense of boundaries or restraint. I'm nothing like them. My name is Lily. Well, that probably doesn't mean anything to you. But maybe you'll recognize my father's name. Cupid. That's right. Now these tiny wings and my bow and arrow make a little more sense, right? Honestly, I'm surprised you didn't freak out about them earlier. Is it normal for you to see someone floating in your home? Really? You still think you're dreaming? I'm sorry for underestimating your mental fortitude. But if you're not gonna question it, then that makes things easier for me. Just like my dad, I'm in the business of helping people fall in love. Since you're currently single, and within my jurisdiction, I'm paying you a visit. I'm just going to take one of these magic arrows and shoot you through the heart. But don't worry, it's completely painless. See? It passes right through my hand. Nothing to be scared of. So, are you ready? Well, no, you can't just decline. I have a quota to fill. Besides, why would you want to decline? I'm trying to help you find love. Even one of you human scientists discovered that was part of a healthy life. Why would you actively resist something like that? Looking for the right woman, huh? Yeah, that makes sense. But after all this time, you can't just expect her to show up at your doorstep. Well, that's what I did, but that's not the point. The point is, instead of waiting for her, I can help you find her. Well, you really have no intention going through this. It's honestly kind of impressive. Single people often jump at the opportunities I provide. They can't agree to it soon enough. They want, need someone in their life. But you're not like them at all. You know, if you're waiting for the perfect girl, then why don't you just date me? Sure, even I'm not perfect either. But I assure you, I'm much better than any mortal woman you may ever meet. Naya, I'm being serious right now. The more I talk to you, the more I want you. And as one of the foremost experts on love, I'm confident that I could get you to want me too. So, what do you say? You're not interested? Well, what do you mean, not interested? I can't believe you. No one has ever told me something like that before. Most mortals lose the ability to think straight when I manifest before them. But you're going to stand there and tell me that you're not interested? That's so exhilarating. I really did it. I found someone so special. Not just their looks, but their personality and integrity. A one in a million man, ripe for the taking. Yes. Of course I'm going to take you. You are too important. I simply have to have you. By any means necessary. It looks like you're getting the picture. The quiver on my back is still chock full of love arrows. And since you're so stubborn, I decided I'll just use all of them on you. What are you backing away for? Are you getting a little anxious? Guess you finally realize it's not a dream. But maybe it's a nightmare. Sorry, I guess I wasn't completely honest about how the arrows work. The truth is, they can pierce whatever I want them to. Pretty convenient, don't you think? I guess you wouldn't think so, since they have you pinned against the wall like a trophy. But that's exactly what you are now. My little trophy. You know, other demigods would rip your heart out for rejecting them. But not me. I know that'd just be a waste. I'd much rather reward your bravery. You'll fall in love with me by force, and Ever After. Of course, I can't bring you home with me. Mortals are physically incapable of entering that realm. Trust me, my older sister tried. It did not end well for either of them. So instead, I'll just live here with you. You take great care of this place. Much better than a lot of the humans I have to work with. But that must be so exhausting. I can help you keep up with the housework. Not only that, but I can help prepare meals. Especially when you're too tired from work. I would enjoy hosting events for your friends, so I could get to know them better. I could draw a bath, give you a massage, listen to your worries and support your aspirations. That sounds good, right? Maybe even too good to be true? Because it is. You don't need any aspirations. You won't need friends. You won't even need food when I'm done with you. Oh, you'll need is me. My potent love will sustain you. My attention will nourish you. I know it hurts now, but that will pass. And by the time these supernatural wounds heal, you won't be able to think about another mortal woman. You will be all mine, body and soul. Please, go ahead. Stare at me with fear and contempt for as long as you can. Soon, there will be nothing to fear. Your nightmare will end, and you'll wake up to the pleasant dream, unlike anything you've ever experienced. Something full of warmth, joy, and a sense of belonging. That's what one little jab from my arrows provide. So I wonder what will happen after absorbing this much magic at once. Honestly, I have no idea. I don't think it's been done before. Maybe it'll break you, shatter your psyche, leave you a shadow of your former self. But whatever. A broken trophy is still a trophy. Nothing can take that away. Besides, I have faith in you. First, you'll be as good as new. Then, you'll be better than new. Loyal, dedicated, passionate. You'll be all that and more. At least, that's what my faith is telling me. So you can have faith in me too. Faith that I will love Navi no matter what. I promise you I will. And I'll seal that promise. With a kiss. Oh wow, that was fast. The wounds have already healed. Well, my kisses were always known to be magical. So, how do you feel? I'm glad you finally see things my way. But it seems I didn't even need to ask. That blissful look on your face is one thing. But the biggest clue would have to be those big, beautiful hearts that I can see in your eyes. That is clear proof that you belong to me now. Isn't that right? Great answer. Handsome, disciplined, and utterly devoted. Mother always said I should find a man like that. I'm sure she'll approve of you when she visits. Oh, but be careful around my sister. She sounds sweet, but guys around her keep disappearing. So instead, just stay close to me as much as you can. I guess I don't really need to keep you pinned to the wall anymore. You wouldn't try to run from me now, would you? I figured as much. But maybe I'll leave you there just in case. I'm going to go finish up my appointments for the night. And when I'm finished, you'll still be hanging here, waiting for me. Sounds romantic to me. Goodbye for now, little trophy.